In this brand new book, Oral Roberts on Healing, Living in God's Miracles, we've collected some of Oral's most important teachings on healing.
Be healed from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet.
These are his words, his stories, and the God-given revelations that form the foundation of his worldwide healing ministry. If you need healing in any area of your life, then this book is a must-read for you.
You need to feed your spirit on words like this. And take time to read it, not without your Bible, because there's scripture references all here. And you feed your life and spirit and keep yourself in that special place where you walk in divine health.
Order yours today. Go to richardroberts.org/bookstore to get Oral Roberts on Healing, Living in God's Miracles.
Reach over and put on the seatbelt on the person next to you. They're going to need it because I have an announcement tonight. Are you ready for it? Something good is going to happen to you. Something good is going to happen to you. Who, me? Yes, you. Turn to your neighbor and tell him something good is going to happen to you. Healing is here. Say that out loud. Healing is here. You know, this is not happening in a lot of places, but it's happening here. Healing is here. It's for today. It's real. It's for you. And you have the same power in you that brought Christ up from the dead. And I thank God for that. I thank God for that. The two scriptures that I want to give you tonight. The first scripture is in Exodus 15:26. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Say that with me. I am the Lord that healeth thee. And the second scripture is 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. If you put that up, let's read that 3 John 2. If you put that up, please. Let's read this out loud. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. So you have healing in the old covenant and you have healing in the new covenant. You have God saying, I am the Lord who heals you. We do the praying, God does the healing. And God makes it clear that he is the one who does the healing. Thank God for good diet. Thank God for good climate. Thank God for exercise. Thank God for all medical help we can receive. But we give the glory of the healing to God. He is the healer. And then in 3 John 2, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. That means that God wants you well in every area of your life. In your spirit, in your mind, in your body, in your family, in your finances, in every area of your life, he wants you to be well. Now, Andrew talked about my dad just a moment ago. I grew up in the home of perhaps the most controversial healing evangelist ever to live, with the exception perhaps of the Apostle Paul. I grew up under that umbrella. And I traveled with my father in crusades all over the world. And he would call me up from the front and have me stand beside him as he preached and laid hands on the sick, not realizing that God was going to use me in the healing ministry. All I knew was I loved him and I wanted to be with him in countries all over the world and all over the United States. And I thank God for the healing heritage. I thank God for what he poured into me. He taught me the word of God. And even during the time of my teenage years when I ran away from him, when I ran away from my family and ran away from God, God was still percolating inside me, you know. And during those years, I told my dad, get the hell out of my life. And he said, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get the hell out of your life. But at 19, I gave my heart to the Lord, was baptized in the Holy Spirit a few hours later. And he prophesied over me. And he said, I see you standing before kings and queens and presidents and prime ministers all over the world. I see you in great crusades with double the crowds that I had. During the greatest days of my ministry, I see you reaching out in a different style. His ministry was laying on of hands. He had an anointing that came down his arm and into his hand. And if he got his hand on you, his right hand, you felt like you put your hand in an electric light socket. Sometimes it would shoot you across the room. And I remember when I was a boy, he had to stand before a district judge in Miami, Florida, and swear under oath that he did not have some type of electric device up his sleeve. That's how strong the power was that came through his right hand. He said, now God's not going to use you in that way. He's going to give you a word of knowledge ministry and a gifts of healing ministry. And he said, the Lord will move through your chest and through your voice. And he said, you have such an authority when you speak that the power will flow out of your chest and out of your throat and out of your voice, and people will be healed when you speak. And every prophetic word he said over me has come to pass. I've had the privilege of ministering in more than 50 nations around the world. I've laid hands on 35 heads of state in nations all around the earth. I've had crowds up to 200,000 in one night and seen the miracle power of God. Thank God for his faithfulness. And thank God that when he calls us, we can say, yes, Lord, I'll obey. And when he says jump, we say, how high? On the way up. I praise God for that. Now, we've had teaching this morning. Tonight, we're going to have a demonstration. For the difference in the ministry on this earth of Jesus was signs and wonders. The multitudes followed him, the scripture says, because of the miracles that he did. There were others who preached the word. There were others who taught. But his was confirmed with miracles and signs and wonders. And we must have the miracles and the signs and the wonders. And I thank God for that. And someone asked me, what is the word of knowledge? The word of knowledge is supernatural information that comes into the mind and the heart of a believer. And when that word is given, God confirms that word with a miracle. The word of knowledge began to manifest in my life a little over 40 years ago. And it's been manifesting ever since. And what happens with me is I see something in my spirit. I see an affliction. And then I feel it in my body. And then I say it. And when I say it, a miracle always follows. I was preaching in Birmingham, England, in a great auditorium with about 4,000 people. And there was a young girl who had come into the service with a metal brace on her leg. Her leg had been broken, but it had not healed properly. And she still had the brace on her leg and walked very gingerly on it with that brace. And God gave me a word of knowledge for her. And when I gave that word, much to my surprise and to the surprise of those in the congregation, she came down to the front and jumped up on the platform and took her brace off. And then she jumped off the platform. The platform was at least this high. She jumped off the platform and went running up and down the aisles. And the English, who are a little bit more reserved than we Americans, began to rejoice and jump and shout and praise God. And there were many other miracles that night. And there was a reporter from a London newspaper there who was going to interview me after the service. And I could see by the scowl on his face as he sat over on the side that it wasn't going to be a very flattering article. But I had given my word that I was going to meet with him. And so when the service was over, we went back behind the platform to a little room. And his first question was, how does the word of knowledge work? And I said to myself, you know, under my breath, I said to him, or to the Lord, how do I answer his question? How can I tell this secular journalist how the word of knowledge works? And the Lord spoke to me and said, don't answer his question. Ask him how long he's had arthritis in his shoulder. And so I said to him, sir, how long have you had arthritis in your shoulder? He said, how did you know I had arthritis? I said, well, never mind how I knew. The Lord is healing you now. He put his paper and pen down, began to lift his arm up and down, and he said, what did you do? I said, I answered your question. That's how the word of knowledge works. And that's what's going to happen tonight. I was preaching in Jos, Nigeria, up in the north, and I had debated the city Muslim fathers of the night before, the Muslim clerics, on their citywide television. And I had never had that experience. I'd never had a debate with a group of Muslim clerics. And I said to the Lord, what should I do? And the Lord said, don't answer their questions. Just tell them about me and tell them about the miracles that you've seen and invite them to the crusade. And the next night, there were about 30,000 people who came out to hear the word of God. And during the service, God gave me a word of knowledge about someone who had been crippled. I didn't know who it was. I didn't know where they were. I just gave that word. When a young man appeared to be around 20, came through the crowd, and as he came, the people began to cheer. And he came running up on the platform. I had no idea who he was. The whole crowd was celebrating. I was the only one in the crowd, apparently, who didn't know who he was. And he began to run and jump across the platform, and then he would squat down on his knees and jump back up in the air. His name was Abdul. His parents had carried him to the post office every day since he had been a child. He had never walked. He had never taken a step in his life. He had only looked up at the world from the dirt. But when I gave that word of knowledge, God healed his legs. And he came running. And the newspaper reporters rushed up to see what was going on. And they put his story on the front page of the newspaper the next morning. Beggar of Jos healed. And the next night, 100,000 people came to hear the word of God, and 25,000 Muslims gave their heart to Jesus. I was preaching in South Africa, in Durban, when an Indian family came for prayer for their child, 9-year-old boy whose eyes were crossed. And it was hard to look at because one eye looked this way and the other eye looked that way. And when you see someone who's had crossed eyes, it's very difficult to look at it because you know it's really wrong. And God gave me a word of knowledge for the young man, and I watched as his eyes came straight. Now, this is an Indian, a Hindu family. All 7 members of the family gave their heart to the Lord because of this miracle. I hesitate to tell this, Andrew, but I'm going to. I was preaching in Accra, Ghana, and there were about 40,000 people on the last day. And there was a woman there who wanted prayer because she had been born with one breast. And I said to the pastors, is this true? They said, oh, yes, everyone in the city knows her and knows that she was born with one breast. And I began to pray, and a gift of healing began to manifest. And she came up to the platform and said in front of the entire crowd, God has created a second breast. I said, how do you know? She took her dress and she lifted it up for the entire crowd to see. Sometimes truth is stranger than fiction. I believed it because I was there. I was preaching on television one night, and God gave me a word of knowledge that there was a woman in an eastern state who was watching who had just been diagnosed with cancer. She was pregnant. And the doctor had just told her, I said, the doctor has just told you that you're going to have to, he's going to have to abort the child in order to save your life. And I said, if you'll put your hand on the television, I'm going to pray. And God's going to heal you. And there was a woman in New Jersey who had walked in the door of her home. Her mother was there watching me on television. And as she walked in, she heard me say, "There's a woman who's pregnant, who's about to lose the baby because of cancer. The doctor's going to abort the child to save your life. And if you'll put your hand on the television as a point of contact," we'll get to that later, "God's going to heal you." And she walked over to the television and put her hands on the television set, and I began to pray. I didn't know her, didn't know who she was, didn't know where she was. All I knew is what the Lord said to me by a word of knowledge. 2 or 3 days later, we got a phone call from that woman. She said, "I'm the one." She said, "I went back to the doctor. He can't find a trace of cancer. It's gone." And about 7 months later, she gave birth to a beautiful girl. The word of knowledge is supernatural information that comes into the life of a believer. And it happens to more than just people like me. It happens to everyone in many cases, every Christian in many cases. But sometimes we say, "Well, Lord, that's strange, that's weird. I don't want to say that. I don't want to do that." But almost every one of you has had an experience where suddenly you knew something and there's no way in the natural you could have known it. That's an operation of the gifts of the Spirit. And there are so many other testimonies. I was on TV one night, and the Lord said, "I'm going to heal a Vietnam veteran who's watching you. He severed 3 fingers during the Vietnam War, and they sewed them back on in one of the Army MASH units. But since the Vietnam War, he's had no feeling in those fingers, and he's able to just hit his fingers up against a wall and feel nothing. Tell him I'm healing his fingers and the feeling's coming back." That was live on television. And about 30 minutes later, after I gave that word, we were still on the air, a man from Nashville called and said, "I was a member of the CBs, the construction group in the Army in Vietnam, and my 3 fingers on my right hand were severed. My 3 small fingers were severed. The doctors sewed them back on, and I've not had any feeling since the late 1960s. And now, when you gave that word, all the feeling is back in my fingers." Now, that's an operation of the word of knowledge. We were on television one night, and I said, "There's someone watching who has webbed fingers." I'd never heard of anything like that, webbed fingers. And I said, "I don't know how your fingers were webbed together. It's like a duck, a web foot of a duck. Your fingers are webbed together and God is healing you." And there was a woman and her son watching out in California. And the little boy had put his fingers on a hot stove and it had melted his hand together. His fingers could not separate, they were webbed. And she called a few minutes later on the air live and said, when you gave that word, I watched as the webbing came undone, and now he has perfect use of his fingers. These are the kinds of miracles that God wants to do. Why? Because he's a healing God. He wants to confirm his word with miracles and signs and wonders. And how I thank God for it, how I thank God for my heritage. I understand that healing is part of our right, because Jesus not only took our sin and our shame, but he also took the stripes on his back for our healing. And Satan has no authority to put sickness and disease upon us, because we have the most powerful force in the world. We have the name of Jesus. The Bible tells us in Philippians that God has given him a name which is above every name named in heaven and earth. And at that name, every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. You name any sickness, and his name is above it. You name cancer, you name heart disease, diabetes, diverticulitis, arthritis, or any type of itis, you name it, and his name is above it. You name any problem with your breathing, a COPD, or anything in your colon or in your liver or in your pancreas, anything in your brain, any type of infection, any type of cancer, and his name is above it. Because God has given him a name which is above every name and every name named in heaven and earth. And you and I can speak that name. We can speak in Jesus' name. Now, there was a code word in the Old Testament. And the code word was, thus saith the Lord. But in the New Testament days, and we're living in those days, there's a new code word, in Jesus' name. Just last week, I received one of the most tremendous testimonies I think I've ever seen in my life. A woman in Florida, wife of a very prominent medical doctor, called for prayer. She had developed a tumor in her breast, and the doctors had told her she was going to have to undergo a radical mastectomy. And we began to pray, and I began to hear the Lord say, I'm going to suck that thing out. I had no idea what I was thinking. I had no idea what I was saying. But I prayed. And the next day, she went to the surgeon, and they did a biopsy. And they put the needle in, and when they pulled it out, and I don't know how you call it, unsuctioned the whatever it is they did, the entire tumor was sucked out into the syringe. The doctor said, I've never seen anything like it in my medical practice. The entire tumor, he said, there's nothing left to biopsy. It's gone, 100%. Listen, friends, there is nothing too hard for God. No matter what it is, no matter what you're going through, if it's physical, there's nothing too hard. If it's financial, there's nothing too hard. If it's emotional, it's nothing too hard. If it's in your family, in your business, in your job, in your ministry, there's nothing too hard for Him. What's hard is for us to believe. Well, you say, how do I believe? We're talking a lot about healing. How do I release? How do I get this going? How do I get this power that Andrew talked about this morning that's in me? How do I get this power out? You get it by releasing your faith. How do you release your faith? You turn it loose. How do you turn it loose? You let it go. This is not rocket science. You don't have to have a degree from MIT to understand how to release your faith. You release your faith through a point of contact. And a point of contact is something that you do. And when you do it, you let your faith go to God. You cooperate with the healer, okay? A man said to me, Richard, I have all the faith in the world. I said, that's your problem. You've still got it. Faith was intended to be used. And you use your faith every day. You wouldn't sit in that chair unless you believed and had faith that that chair would support your weight. That's right. You wouldn't sit in it. You wouldn't drive these mountain roads in Colorado if you didn't believe that you could get up to Karis safely. You wouldn't do it. You use your faith every day. You use your faith to get on an airplane, to get on a bus. We got on the plane. The woman behind me said, I'm so glad you're here. I know we're going to land. I said, yes, and here's my flight home if you want to know that too, you know. But you must release your faith. Well, how do you release your faith? It's important. It's so simple, however. And I guess the best illustration I can give you is something that happened to me when I was a boy. I was about 10 years old, and I had 22 warts on my left hand. And I am left-handed. And I played ball. I played baseball, I played basketball, I played football, I played every sport. And I used my hand. And I would come home at night from my practices and my hand would be bleeding because the ball would rip the wart and I'd come home and blood running down my hand, running down my shirt. And my mother would take it and soak it in warm water and soapy water and she'd take care of me. But it kept getting worse and the warts were spreading. And she said, we're going to go to the doctor and have them burned off. Well, I was just 10, and that frightened me. My father came home and said, Evelyn, that's fine. Let's also pray. I said, yes, please, let's pray. He took me in their bedroom, closed the door, and he said, son, I'm going to pray for you. And when I do, I want you to release your faith. I said, how do you release your faith, Daddy? He said, through a point of contact. I said, what's a point of contact, Daddy? He said, son, a point of contact is something that you do. And when you do it, you release your faith to God. And he saw by the look on my face that I didn't understand. And so he pointed to the wall. I thought of this as I was listening to you this morning. He pointed to the wall and said, "Do you see the light switch?" "Yes." "The light switch has no power. The power comes from the power company. But when you flip the switch, you touch the power company and the lights come on." He said, "Now, Richard, the faith in your heart is just like that switch. And when you flip the switch, you touch the power, and that's when the miracles begin." I said, "Okay, I understand." And he said, "Now I'm going to pray for you. And when I do, and when you hear me say, 'In Jesus' name,' you let your faith go." And that's what you're going to be doing in just a moment. "Let your faith go to God." I said, "Okay." And he laid his hands on me and began to pray. And he came to a point in his prayer when he said, "In Jesus' name." And when he said, "In Jesus' name," not knowing what else to do, just as a little boy, I just took my hands like this and said, "Faith, get up there to God." And the older I get, the better it sounds. "Faith, in the name of Jesus, I release you. And I expect my miracle." I looked at my hand, and every wart was still there. I looked at my daddy. He said, "Now, son, we have prayed and we have believed. Now let's expect a miracle." Amen. Next morning, I woke up. They were still there. Second morning, still there. Third morning, fourth morning, fifth morning, still there. Sixth morning, seventh morning, eighth morning, still there. Ninth morning, still there. But on the 10th morning, Daniel, I opened my eyes and they were gone. I not only received the miracle that I had believed for, but I had learned how to let my faith go. And when I pray for you, beginning in just a few minutes from now, when I pray for you, I want you to take the faith, the power that Andrew talked about this morning, the power that's in you through Jesus' name. I want you to take that faith, that power, and let it go to God. And let's cooperate one with another. Let me pray and you believe. And I believe we're going to see miracles tonight. And testimonies will fill this room tonight. Who needs healing in your back? Stand up. Who needs healing in your shoulder? Stand up. Who needs healing in your feet and legs and your hips? Stand up. Who needs healing in your lungs, in your vision, in your hearing? Stand up. I'm going to get you all before I'm through. Who needs healing in your stomach, in your kidneys, in your liver? Who needs healing in your blood pressure, your blood sugar? Who needs healing tonight? Who needs healing? Everyone needs a healing in some area. In some area. And God sent me tonight to help supercharge your believer and help show you how to do what you're being taught. Okay? I had a teacher in school who was good at teaching but was better at showing me. She could teach, and then she could show me how to do it. Just teaching me was not enough. Someone had to show me how to do what I was taught. And now we've been taught. Now I'm going to show you how to do what they're talking about. Okay? Now I want you to lay your hand on yourself. And I'm going to begin to pray. And when I pray, I'm going to tell you exactly what's going to happen. There's a power that's going to come through my chest. It's going to come up my throat, over my larynx, over my voice box. It's going to come out of my mouth. And when I do, there is a power that's going to begin to shoot into people all throughout this auditorium, upstairs, downstairs, standing, all over the back. There's a power. It's not my power. It's his power. And that's the difference. And I know the difference. It's not me. It's him working through me. Lay your hand on yourself. Father, right now, it's not by might. It's not by power. It's by, here it comes. He's already beginning to heal chests. Already COPD and breathing problems are being healed right now. There's a power. It's flowing up right now. I feel it. I see it. I hear it. I see it inside my spirit. I see it in my eyes. I see what God is doing in lungs right now. Lungs, I take authority over you. Breathe. And breathe all the way in and all the way out without any wheezing. Yeah. Just kill the wheezing. Wheezing, just die in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for healing the lungs right now in the name of Jesus. Asthma, emphysema, any sinus condition, any bronchitis, come out. I take hold of it by my faith and pull it out of you. And I'm handing it to this angel that's standing behind me right now. In the name of the Lord. There's always an angel. My angel travels with me wherever I go. Whenever I pray for the sick, he's standing right here. And he said, hand the sickness and disease to me because I know what to do with it. And he's standing here right now, and I'm handing that to him. Someone would say, that's crazy. No, that's God. In the authority of Jesus' name, I come against the loss of hearing. The loss of hearing, the eustachian tube, the eardrum problem. In the name of Jesus, eardrum, open up. Ha, 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 ha. And the ringing stopping now. There goes the ringing. The ringing, there it goes. There it goes. It's just evaporating. And now suddenly, been ringing all night. Now suddenly, there it goes. The ringing stopped now. And hearing now, it's like, nope, I'll say that, Lord. It's like warm oil being poured inside your ear right now. And if you'll just take your head and just kind of tilt it over, you're going to find that hearing is being restored right now in the name of Jesus. And I come against every cataract. I come against every blindness. I come against glaucoma. I rebuke it now, especially over here on my left side. In the name of Jesus, every cataract, every part of glaucoma, every blurred vision, every dry eye, every cornea, every pupil, every iris, open up. That sight may be restored. The blind spot that you've had out in front is disappearing right now. This cataract is just falling off an eye. In fact, you're going to say, well, where did it go? It's gone now. In the name of Jesus, eyes are being healed right now, right now. Let your faith go. As I pray this prayer, let your faith go. Let your faith go. I come against every trace of arthritis. You have pain in your back. Doctors say that 65% of Americans have back pain. I hate that. Back pain, I take authority over you. And I take hold of you and pull you out. And here it comes out in the name of Jesus. Every back pain, come out. People are going to begin to start bending and finding pain up in the shoulder area, leaving you pain down in the center, pain in the lower part of your back. Back pain, come out now and enter again, no more, forever. Shoulders, point of the shoulder, shoulder blade, collarbone, in the name of Jesus. Inability to lift it up and lift it without pain. Be healed. I send the word into your shoulder right now. Now just begin moving that shoulder. Just begin doing what you have not been able to do with that shoulder. The swelling in the knees, the stiffness in the joints in the knees. You have great difficulty with stairs. Even today, trying to walk up the stairs to the top has given you such pain. Knees are being healed now. Knees are being healed now. Now, I see the healing hand of Jesus touching knees right now. You're going to be able to lift it all the way up. You're going to be able to run up and down those steps in the name of Jesus. I don't care if you're 20, 60, 80, or 140. You can run up and down those stairs in Jesus' name. Heart problem. Arterial sclerosis. By the name of Jesus, I'm sending a Holy Ghost Roto-Rooter into those arteries to pull out every trace of plaque, every trace of the arterial sclerosis. Come out and enter again, no more, forever. Heart beat normally. No enlargement. Come down to normal size. All the veins, all the arteries pumping blood all the way through the body without restriction. every artery. Yes, thank you. And thank you, Lord, for healing that varicose vein right now. Varicose vein being healed right now in the name of Jesus. Whoever you are, you can check the back of your leg or the front of your leg. Varicose veins going flat right now in the name of Jesus. Heart beat normally. No more arrhythmia. No more skipping of beats. In Jesus' name, heart beat normally. In Jesus' mighty name. Liver, function. Liver, function. Liver, I speak to you. I speak to you not in my name, but in Jesus' name. Liver, function. Liver, function. Produce what you're supposed to produce. Pancreas, gallbladder, be healed. Colon, in the name of Jesus, do your job the way you were created. Every trace of cancer, every malignancy, every tumor, every mass, every growth, come out. I take authority over that. I reach in and pull it out. Every tumor, every mass, every growth, come out in the name of Jesus. Tumor in the breast, come out. Tumor in the bone, come out. Tumor in the brain, come out. Tumor in the skin, come out. In the authority of the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Diverticulitis, you've got to go. Diverticulitis and diverticulosis, you've got to go. You've got to go. You've got to go. And the, yes, I'll do that, Lord. And the Crohn's disease leaves tonight. The Crohn's disease leaves tonight. Let me say it again. The Crohn's disease leaves tonight in the name of Jesus. There are eyes that are being healed. There's hearing that's being healed. There's arthritis that's being healed. There are bones that are shifting back into place. There's a feeling down on the inside of you that you know something is happening. Check yourself right now. Examine yourself right where you're standing. Examine yourself. Examine. If it was your shoulder, see what you can do. If it's your back, see what you can do. If it's your legs, lift them up like she did yesterday or this morning when you kick your leg up that high. Yeah. Stand up, kick your leg. You can do it. So kick it up. Yeah, like she did. She's younger than me. Or if it's your breathing, breathe in. See what's happening in your breathing. There are lots and lots and lots and lots. God said he's going to do hundreds of miracles tonight. So many. How many of you can tell there's a difference? I mean, you can tell there's a healing that's happening. Put your hand up. I mean, hold it up high. I mean, you can really tell there's a healing that's happened just since we prayed. Put your hand up if you can tell. If you can tell there's a healing and you absolutely know it, step out and come down here to the front right now. Come on. I mean, if you can tell, just line up across the front. Line up across the front and face the crowd. I mean, if you can tell. You can absolutely tell. Just line up all the way across the front. You got nothing to do tonight besides hear testimonies. Let's let God confirm his word. Let's let God confirm what Andrew said this morning, what Barry said this morning, what Daniel said this morning. Let God confirm it. Jeff, just start down there on at that end. What happened to you?
I've got shrapnel in my shoulder.
Did you say shrapnel?
Yes.
And what happened when we prayed?
I couldn't do this before.
Wait, you couldn't do what?
What you're looking me do right now, I could not do.
You couldn't do that? What happened to you?
I had blurriness in my right eye.
You had a what?
Blurriness in my
blurriness,
right eye.
A blurry, and it's gone. Did you hear me say blurriness in the eye?
Blurriness. Blurred vision.
Blurred vision.
In my right eye.
What happened when we prayed?
It's gone. It's just gone.
How can you tell it's gone?
Huh? Because it's gone. There's no blurriness anymore.
It's not blurry anymore? That's the best way to tell. What happened to you when we prayed?
Oh, I have osteoarthritis in my knee. And now I feel very light. I feel like I'm new again. I mean, I can run.
osteoarthritis in your knee. Come here. Take those stairs. What happened to you?
I have joint pain all over in all my joints.
Joint pain all over your body?
And burning going down my left
leg.
What
did you feel when I prayed?
Everything's just lightened up.
No pain?
Not completely gone, just a lightening of the burning.
Just a lightening of the burning? No more burning?
Almost completely gone.
Almost?
Almost.
Lord, get the rest of it in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
What happened to you?
Pain in my shoulder. Couldn't raise it. Couldn't raise it. Couldn't hold it up. It's gone.
Put it up there now. Now put it down. Now put it up. Now put it down. Now put it up. Now put it down. How's that now?
What?
How's that now?
So much better.
What happened to you?
I came in with knee pain because I fell. And as you were praying, I had my hand on my knee and I don't feel the pain no more.
Pain's gone?
It's gone. I'm healed.
What happened to you?
Both shoulders. I couldn't do this at all. Sorry.
No pain?
All gone. All gone.
All gone?
All gone.
What happened to you?
The pain in my back and pain in my knees. And as you prayed, the pain departed. The
pain's gone?
The peacefulness set in. Yeah, the pain's gone.
What happened to you?
My knees were healed.
How do you know?
I had a double knee replacement 2 years ago, and I still had swelling and a lot of pain.
Any swelling now?
No.
Pain's gone?
Pain's gone.
Praise God.
Yep.
Put a smile on his face. What happened to you?
When you said ringing in the ears, it left, and my eyes are getting better and better. I can read that pretty well now.
What can you read?
8:48 p.m. 07.
Well, you're close. November. You only missed it by 5 minutes.
Come on. Three. Okay, three.
and the hearing is healed?
Hearing is I can't tell unless some little girl or something comes and says, hey, with a little high tone. I couldn't hear that. So
you hear that?
Oh yeah, I heard that.
So did I. What happened to you?
I had pain in my shoulders, pain in my hips from the back. I had ringing in my ears. My vision was blurred. All of this is gone. It's gone.
That's an overall healing. That's an overall. What happened to you?
I had low back pain. That's gone. Healed of unforgiveness.
And of unforgiveness.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
And I am giving my faith to the Most High God for healing of cancer.
Have you been diagnosed with it? Stretch your hands out toward her. In the authority of the name of Jesus, we come against cancer. Cancer, you foul, tormenting thing, come out. Come out. And again I say, come out. And enter into her body again, no more forever, and let her come back with a tremendous healing testimony to shock people around the world. Everybody said amen. Amen. What happened to you?
I had severe arthritis for a long time, hands, feet, and it started affecting my breathing a lot. But my breathing right now is just good. I had a lot of coughing, and earlier I was coughing, and it's gone.
Gone. Arthritis pain gone?
No, the arthritis pain is not gone, but I have more movement in my shoulder. But
you have more movement?
But I have numbness and pain in my feet.
You still have pain in your feet?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In the name of Jesus, the rest of it go. Come out. Now move your feet and knees now.
That's a lot better. That's better. Yeah.
What happened to you?
Prostate cancer. And I released my faith, and I know.
You know.
I'm healed, yeah.
You know it.
I'm claiming it, yes.
The difference when you know. What happened to you?
Blurred vision clearing up.
Pardon?
Blurred vision in my right
eye. Blurred vision in your right
eye. It's clearing up.
Where were you born?
Nigeria.
I thought so. Sir, what happened to you?
My knee feels better for the first time in over a year.
Doing what you did, Audrey. What happened to you when we prayed?
My heart was healed.
How do you know?
Well, I can touch my hands like this. My pulse does not stop every fifth beat.
Woo! All right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
What happened to you?
Me?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is awesome. My eyes recently, just recently, I started having severe dry eyes. And right before I came here, I paid $100 for a little bottle called Allrex. They're eye drops I've been putting in. My friend that's with me, she owns a gym. And I went to her gym the other night with glasses on doing CrossFit because I couldn't see the faces of the people 5 or 6 feet away from me. The eye drops helped a little bit. When you called out blurred vision tonight, I opened my eyes and I could see people's faces. I could read that sign and nothing is blurry. Thank you, Jesus. Huge for me. Thank you, Lord.
You need healing. You need healing. Jump up right now. 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 In the name of Jesus, right now in the midst of the testimonies, I send the word to you. According to Psalm 107, verse 20, which says he sent his word and healed them. You can send the word. I send the word in Jesus' name. Just 2 weeks ago, I sent the word by Zoom at a service in Pakistan, 3 days with 15,000 pastors. And I sent the word. I was 10,000 miles away, but I sent the word, and I'm still getting healing testimonies because I sent the word. I send the word to you. Hold out your hand and receive it. Hold out your hand. I send the word to you for healing. 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 I send the word to you for healing in the name of Jesus. What happened? What happened to you?
Well, you were talking about Eustachian tubes, and really the whole left side of my body has just been off, and with my back and everything. But when you said Eustachian tubes, I was putting my hand up here, and it's like I've always had like just a dull, achy pain, and it's gone. And then even from my back, and I just feel like all my back and hips have been aligned, and there's always been pain there, and they're not
there. I heard bones moving. I remember I said that. I said I heard bones. I heard bones creaking and moving back in place. I heard that, and I felt like hot oil in my ear.
I didn't feel like the oil was there, but I know God's healed me. I just know it. Praise because God. It's not there anymore. I
what
knew tonight.
What happened to you?
Joint stiffness in my knees and
what happened
arrhythmia.
To you?
I was moving an anvil in my workshop, and it was starting to fall.
An anvil?
An anvil, yeah. And
why
I tried
on God's
to catch
earth it. Would you move an anvil? Why would you even lift? Never mind. Excuse me. I beg your pardon.
Because my workshop was not big enough for God, and he's moving me into a bigger one. And so my anvil was starting to fall over. It's not as dramatic as it sounds. It was on a three-legged stand, and it was just tipping over. And I reached out and grabbed it, and I hurt my back. It pulled my back out of joint. And I've been down in the back for about a month.
What'd you feel tonight?
Miracle of God. I can actually touch my toes.
Hallelujah.
No pain. No pain. Amen.
What happened to you?
I came hearing aids for the last 2 years because I've had so much trouble with my hearing. It runs in my family, several generations. And when you were praying tonight and when they were praying earlier this morning, I took them out and I can hear so much better, almost back to normal. So that's number one. Number two is, my wife and I are standing in faith for healing of three women friends that have cancer. One in her early 50s that has metastatic breast cancer, almost died 2 weeks ago. And we're just standing for her healing and we're praying for that. When you prayed for liver, she had liver mets. And we're praying for her and another one with ovarian cancer, another one with neurological
cancer.
No one
better to pray for cancer than someone who's been healed. What happened to you?
I had a torn rotator cuff, and I had limited range of motion in my shoulder for years.
And so when you called that out, I just started going like this, which I can't do. I can only like 45 degrees.
You can't do
degrees.
That with a torn rotator cuff.
And the other thing was you called out a knee. And so I wanted to come down here and kind of do like plyometrics on the stairs, but I thought I might get tackled by security. So I ran up that way, and I just feel like it's healed. I kind of want to go somewhere and like start stair hopping. And when Barry talked this morning and he was talking about how he started buying stuff that he wanted to do, there's a lot of things I used to be able to do that I miss. And I said, I'm going to start doing that. It doesn't even hurt. I know it was bone to bone. I know it's good. I
praise God.
I want to go somewhere and start talking.
What happened? When you break?
So I came here with a shooting pain in my shoulder, and I just didn't know where it came from. And when you prayed, it got healed, but I also had pain in my knees, and they were feeling like pulsating. The tip was hurting. But I just feel so light in my knees right now. It's just unbelievable because this pain never left. It was there behind.
No, it's not unbelievable. It's believable.
I believe.
It's
yes.
Believable.
Yes. And for some reason, for the last 5 days, I was feeling as if I can't breathe. Somebody has held my lungs. Something was amiss. And it has never happened to me before, but right now, I'm just... The thing is just gone.
Praise
I mean,
God.
It's just evaporated.
Are you from India?
Yes, I'm from India. I'm from Delhi.
We're operating 11 Bible schools in India today.
Amen. Amen.
What happened when we prayed?
I got an overhaul. I'm a
an
student.
An overhaul?
Yeah. I'm a student here at Karis, and I've learned my authority, and I've learned who I am and my identity in Christ.
What happened tonight?
I had a spinal injury and ruptured 7 discs in my neck and my spine. I was in a wheelchair and God healed me, and then I did it again. And I've been waiting. I knew I was healed. He took all the pain because I won't accept the pain. But tonight, I can still feel the heat in my spine. And it feels like he's just making it hard. It's just, oh, thank you, Jesus.
What happened to you when we prayed?
Hi. Yeah, I was bit by a tick that's trying to give me a few different diseases, and it's affecting my breathing, my digestive system, my nerves, and my breathing definitely feels a lot better today.
Praise God.
So, yeah.
Praise God. What happened to you?
You said if anyone was having... felt that they were healed to come up. And when you had talked about the lungs, since I've been here, I came from California, but feel like struggling breathing a little bit.
Yeah.
My breathing's really clear. And you talked about the eyes. And as we stand in more and more, I'm seeing clearer and clearer and clearer.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
What happened to you?
I have some pain on my right hip.
Right hip?
Yeah.
What happened when we prayed?
Well, the pain lightened actually in the morning when we had a prayer here.
A prayer team prayed for you this morning?
In the morning, yes. But
you got healed this morning.
Yeah, but the thing just went. I could lift my hip.
You could lift
even
it
both of them, yeah. So
praise God.
It's gone now.
What happened to you?
I took my hearing aids out when you spoke about hearing, and I can hear you very well. I could hear the people way down there talking.
Can you hear me?
What?
Can
yes,
you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I'm still believing for the ringing to leave, but yes, I can hear you.
You can hear me?
I can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Can you still hear me?
Both ears.
Say praise God.
Yes.
Can you say praise God? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me now?
Absolutely.
How about now?
Well, it's quiet, but I can hear you.
From here to here.
Yep.
Stretch your hand out toward her. The rest of the healing just now come. The rest of the healing now just come.
And both cataracts, I believe, have gone too.
Oh, both cataracts.
I was diagnosed with 2 cataracts in both eyes.
Hallelujah.
And I believe I'm healed.
A man came to me and said, I've got 2 Cadillacs in my eyes. I said, well, let's get rid of them. Right after we first got married, my wife, Lindsay, who's back at home, had a need of healing from migraine headaches. She had had migraine headaches off and on since she was a child. And she wanted my dad to come pray for her because she had the kind of migraines every few weeks where she would have to go into the room and close the door and pull the shades down and pull the covers over her head because of the pain. And my dad came down and laid hands on her and said an unusual thing. He said, you'll have these for 3 more days. And he left. And Lindsay said to me, why 3 more days? I mean, this is Oral Roberts. Why can't he just, he's in touch with God, why can't he just get God to do it now? Why 3 days? And as my dad walked out the door, he said, Lindsay, you're winting. And then he left. And she said, what do you mean, you're winting? And so a day or two went by and she called him. And he said, Lindsay, there were, in the Bible, there were many people that were healed as they went. And he called that winting. And he said, sometimes healings happen instantaneously, like what we're seeing tonight. Look at how many down here. But sometimes healings happen as you go. The warts on my hand didn't disappear for 10 days. But I'd put my faith on it. Yeah. My father had taught me how to release my faith. And every morning, I looked expecting a miracle. Amen. So, who knows? Your healing might manifest tomorrow morning. It might manifest tomorrow night or the next day. The point is, you do not stop believing. You hold on. And you don't say, well, I guess it didn't work. Do not pour gasoline on your faith. Keep confessing the word of God. We receive testimonies all the time. Richard, you prayed for me 2 weeks ago. I've just now received the healing. Okay? I stopped, but you reminded me of that. What happened to you?
You said about lay hands on it, right? So when you said the knees.
Yes.
And everything, 2 years ago, my left leg had been amputated. So when I laid hands on my knees, it's heat, and I felt something move. So I already received my healing. My leg is here.
Praise God.
Amen.
By the way, that was 42 years ago, and she's never had another migraine headache.
Amen.
What happened to you?
Well, in the last number of years, my vision has been getting poorer and poorer. I finally got a diagnosis called Fuchs disease, and the only way to really fix it was to get a corneal transplant and cataract removal. So they only do one at a time. So I had my right eye done, and then I really didn't see any differently. It really didn't do anything. So I didn't get the left eye done. And I was told that glasses won't even help because it's not until I get this eye done.
Well, what happened tonight?
Tonight, when you prayed for vision, I can look around and I can see so much better. My vision is so improved. I just am glory. It's glory to God. Amen.
How many of you standing here in the front, look at me for a minute. How many of you got a healing tonight in your back? Wave your hand at me. How many of you got healing in your shoulders? Wave your hand at me. How many of you got healing in your eyes? Wave your hand at me. How many got healing in your hearing? Wave your hand at me. Or in some other area of your body. Wave your hand at me. And you know it. Amen. He's a healing God. Amen. What he did, he's still doing. Amen. And what you're learning here in this conference and in this school, you're learning how to appropriate what God, as he said today, has already done. God has done his part. His son isn't going to the cross again. He's provided salvation, but we have to receive it. He's provided healing. Sometimes he does it supernaturally, you know, sovereignly. But most of the time, in my experience, he works with our faith. He gets us believing with him. And it's very, very important that you understand this conference is called Healing is Here, because it is. We shouldn't say healing is coming. Healing's here. Say that, it's here. Say, healing's here. Say, this is the Healing is Here conference. And we're witnessing tonight, aren't we? We're witnessing tonight all these healing miracles. And the reason I had the people come forward and that some give testimony is to let you and everyone know that what God did, he is still doing. Now, the good news is that he will do this through you. You say, me? I don't have a call to the healing ministry. Yes, you do. He said, you shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And he will manifest the gifts of the Spirit through you like he does through me. If you'll say, God, what do you want me to do? I'll do it. If you'll open your heart up and not be afraid and not say things like, well, what if it doesn't happen? You know, or I don't want to look bad. No, 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 don't say that at all. Don't say that at all. When God gives you the opportunity, begin to pray for them. And the more you pray, the more you'll see happen. He wants all of us to do this. And that's why this conference is going on, to show you how to do it. Don't just look to Andrew. Don't just look to me or one of the other speakers. You have this power. So let's demonstrate that power right now. Even as you all are going back to your seats, let's demonstrate. Everybody stand up for just a minute and turn and face somebody. Turn and face someone. Don't touch them yet. Just turn and face somebody. Just turn and face someone. Just right over here, sir, right over here. Thank you. Just turn and face someone. Now, when you lay hands on someone, you don't walk over and just put your hand on them and have a conversation. This is not about a conversation. When you lay hands on someone, you don't do it until you are ready. You don't lay hands on someone until you are ready to let your faith go for their healing. You don't just indiscriminately touch someone. You wait until you're ready, like a mechanic would use a wrench. A mechanic does not put the wrench on a bolt and stand back and admire the wrench and the bolt. He doesn't put it on there until he's ready to turn it. That's his point of contact. So you don't touch someone until you're ready to release your faith. And that's what I want you to do right now. Father, now in Jesus' name, as we prepare to touch this person next to us, we build our faith. We build our faith so that as we pray, our faith can join their faith for a healing. Now, when I count to three, I want you to lay your hands on them. And I want you to say something to this effect. You don't have to use the same prayer, but something to this effect. I lay my hands on you in the name of Jesus. I rebuke this satanic attack of the devil. I command it to come out. And you don't have to say those exact words, but something like that. Take the authority that you have in Jesus' name by the power that's inside of you and say it out loud. Are you ready? On the count of three. One, two, three. Begin. Father, in Jesus' name, I lay my hands on this person. I command Satan to take his hands off. You foul devil, take your hands off. I rebuke every sickness and disease, every fear, every doubt. Come out in the authority of Jesus' mighty name. Now stop. Now stop. Hold it. Now look back this way. Look back this way. It's not the length of your prayer. You don't have to pray until the cows come home. It's not the length, okay? Length has nothing to do with it. A lot of times Jesus just said, your faith has made you whole. That's it, okay? It's not the length. Now turn and find someone else. And let's all get comfortable laying hands on people. Are you ready? On a count of three. One, two, three. Begin. Father, in Jesus' name, I lay my hands on this man, on this woman. I command Satan to take his hands off. Loose him and let him go. Every sickness, every disease, every fear, every doubt, come out and enter again, no more, forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, when the Lord gives you the opportunity, whenever the Lord gives you the opportunity, you now know what to do. You don't have to be intimidated. You don't have to be in fear. You know what to do, and God will show you. Now, everyone lift your hands unto the Lord with me and say, Father, tonight I have received the prayer of faith, and I have prayed the prayer of faith, and by my faith, I confess that I am the healed of the Lord. I am the healed of the Lord. I call myself healed, whole, well, in Jesus' name. I'm not going back. I'm only going to give credit to Jesus. So devil, take your hands off me. Take your hands off my family. Take your hands off my money. Take your hands off my body. Take your hands off my business, my job, my ministry, because I believe in Jesus. And I've come to this conference, and I'm getting what I came for. And I'm going home a different person in Jesus' name. Now, somebody give him praise.